Guess who's back? Back again. Spring is back. I can't
tell
hear
a friend. It's Heather DeLuca, Social Spring. Welcome to Around the Mic on SoJo 104.9. The room has a bit of an echo this week because we're missing a human body, otherwise known as Mike. He's off having fun on vacay without us.
Man, he has not tweeted us. He has not sent any photos.
It's been like, bye, Felicia.
Right.
I know.
I need a full report when he gets back. I also need to bother him about himself.
So we're gonna. The very first thing we're gonna have to ask him is why the heck wife Karen's car is covered in ants. Apparently,
ew.
Did you see this on her Facebook page?
No.
She said, "Ooh, my car is infested with ants. They've been in Georgia for all of 3 days. So I don't know what happened, but I can't wait to get the full 411 on that.
I wonder if there's like a dead animal that crawled into her car.
Ew!
That's what I'm thinking. Why else would you have ants?
Because I'm thinking like one of the boys spilled juice in the backseat or something.
That happens to me all the time, except it's not juice. It's usually like Red Bull or coffee.
Coffee, right, exactly. Oh, gosh.
Woo!
So I have a question.
Yes.
We were just talking about how there's thermostat wars in the office place. We're not alone in this. We see funny memes and people tweeting all the time about how you have to have a winter wardrobe at work during the summer if you're
a
woman.
And you ruin cute outfits because you're wearing these ugly cardigans
exactly.
that don't match.
Exactly. It's
like
just,
a black sweater. It doesn't match.
But you have to have something.
Right.
It's always like Arctic in the SoJo 104.9 studio. And I would say like 90% of the building here is freezing.
Yep.
So you come into the SoJo studio when Heather's in, or you go into Heather's office,
and it's heaven.
Like Aruba compared to the rest of the building feeling like Antarctica. So
it
I have a question.
Makes me so happy. Go ahead.
So you know how the guys always need to be, they really, really like it cold.
Right.
Fair enough. Most of our sales staff wear suits and or shirts and ties.
True.
So they have a different kind of wardrobe during the summer than women do, but not letting the women be comfortable and be forced to have to wear sweaters and jackets.
Right.
Wait, is that a form of female suppression in the workplace?
Oh. God, is it?
If
no,
the men
I don't
are constantly
so.
Dictating the temperature of the thermostat.
Mm.
I'm being dramatic.
Well, when you think about it, yesterday it was warmer, and the only reason why it was warmer is because there were no men in the building, except for Woody. We love Woody. But Woody usually is very, like, he doesn't really care about the temp too much. But the other guys will completely blast the AC. But when there's women, it's like a nice, comfortable 79 to 83 degrees in here.
Yeah, because we walk around when the guys aren't looking.
Right.
We change the thermostat. So I wonder
but they
if
do
it,
really dictate whether or not the AC goes on. Because I will sit here freezing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Mike is completely fine. And I have to have like two sweaters. I also have a leather jacket here just in case.
I know it's a running joke that women are always cold. You know,
right.
Our the blood and the bodies of a woman compared to a man flow in many different to
yeah,
different
it's
areas.
Not our fault.
So maybe it should just be, if there are more men in the building versus women, then we acquiesce to them.
It's like a majority rules.
Correct.
I agree. And in the, Oh, but that doesn't work. Because even in the mornings here, there's just two women. It's me and Rachel. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, it's four men.
Yeah. So I think.
And they're all hot. And they boost the AC. And they all look and say, well, we're sorry.
We
it's
have
freezing.
one coworker who, in the dead of winter, wears shorts and is still hot. And so it's like 68
this
degrees.
This person wears shorts in the winter. So I'm not going to go by his temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, all right.
Sorry.
That was a completely, that was a topic I did not even plan on. We just kind of got into that.
It's just.
What's going on in your world?
Okay. So I'm pretty sure last time we did the podcast, I didn't go to Tampa yet, right?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. So I went to Tampa about 2 weeks ago, and I visited Clearwater, but that's not the point I want to get to. So after visiting Clearwater,
I want to go to Clearwater. Spring knows why I want to go, and it has
right.
nothing to do with Philly's training camp.
I checked out the Scientology Center. Well, not actually checked it out. I was just near it. I kind of creeped on the Sea Org members that were walking around. And as a result, I watched Going Clear. So I learned all about Scientology and its origins and whatnot. Fast forward to another weekend, and we were just talking about Dianetics, and the whole concept of Dianetics is to clear your mind and clear your past histories and get, like, to the very bottom of it, whatever have you. So with that said, what I want to know and ask you first is, who do you think you were in your past life, and how do you think you died? Like, if they were going through this process with you and they uncovered this thing, what is the one thing you think it would be?
I think I probably died of, like, smallpox.
Do you scratch a lot?
I don't recall being particularly itchy. You know, itchy. I don't know why. Like, I feel like because of how shot my immune system is, mm-hmm. because I have an autoimmune disease now,
right,
that maybe that has something to do with me. Maybe like I died of black plague or
so something
smallpox
really
or something like that. Like, right. What's the yellow fever or yeah. something? Who do I?
Ooh, or consumption. You look like a person that would have died from consumption.
What's the thing? Typhoid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to ever get
now
typhoid.
We're making up all the possible things Heather could have died from in her past life.
I don't know. I think I probably maybe was just, we're talking about a past life. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why I'm weak in this life is because maybe I died of some sort of
right, and it
disease.
Carried over.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, for me,
who I was, I don't know.
I'm telling you. Okay, she laughs at me when I say this. She laughs at me when I say this, but I'm so serious. I think I have been a woman in each life, and I don't know why. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I firmly feel that I have been a woman in each life, but not a woman that abides by the normal society rules.
Okay, so you're a bit of a rebel.
Right. Like, I would be a flapper in the 20s. I would have been Cleopatra.
She doesn't just think she grew up in Egypt. She's one of the queens, okay? She thinks she was either Cleopatra. I didn't know I was sitting in the room with Cleopatra.
I really feel like I was, like, a part of some kind of nobility, or I was royalty. I don't know what, but I was definitely an Egyptian royal in my past life. Maybe not a major one. Like, maybe I was not Nefertiti. Maybe I was not Cleopatra, but I was someone important.
I was your cat then.
But I'm going to tell you this. I think I died by a blow to the head. Like, I think I was hit in the head, or someone like I fell and really hurt my head, because I get a lot of migraines.
Why? Because you get a lot of headaches?
So I think
that could be that brain tumor that you have that's undiagnosed.
I'm telling you.
Don't go on WebMD.
Otherwise, I really think that was one of my past lives, because I do really think we'd have multiple. Like, for my mom, she also has this belief that she was born from nobility, because she only likes the finest things in life, which is true. My mom shops at Theory. She only likes name brands. She can't afford it, but she loves it.
So if you took name brands off of everything and you put like the same sweater from like five different places,
she'll notice.
So would I.
She'll notice.
I would always pick out the most expensive one with no
tech. I'm the same way.
Because I just have the worst luck that way.
Well, you know the website Reformation?
Uh-huh.
I love that website. So I was like, let me check it out, because I didn't know the pricing of it. One dress is $300.
Mm-hmm.
Another dress is $500, which goes back to saying I was rich in my past life and I was a royal.
Well, then I was rich and died of a disease.
All very possible. I also kind of wish I was a courtesan during in France during the 1800s. I know it's not a glamorous job, but
it
sounds
prostitute.
Cool. But it sounds cool, and it's only because of Moulin Rouge that it sounds cool.
Okay, I understand, but saying petroleum transferer also sounds sexier than saying I pump gas for a living. Like, it's just semantics.
Petroleum transfer. Never going to think of that.
You're
a
pre-owned automobile specialist. You sell used cars. I mean, it's all just semantics.
Just let me be a courtesan in one life, in one of my many lives.
So, let me flip the switch.
Okay.
When this life is done and you see the white light again and you pass through the tunnel, what do you want to or think you'll come back as?
Ooh. This is assuming that in my next life we're still propelling forward, right? Like, it's not some weird dimension that we end up somewhere else.
I don't know.
Okay, well, this is just assuming things keep going in chronological order. Okay. Well, right now I'm a radio personality. So
do you want to be human? Do you want to come back as an animal? Or
I don't know. No, I want to be human. I will be very upset if I lose my communication skills as a human. I enjoy being human. There's no part of me that wants to come back as a dog or as any other kind of animal. I could see myself in politics, but like in the new world. Oh my God, what if I become like the leader of the new world?
Okay.
Like I'm on a fiery throne.
Again, here we go. She just doesn't get born back into like the middle class. Spring has high aspirations for her future lives.
Can't you see me having a bunch of subjects just completely answering to my will?
So you want to come back as Donald Trump's granddaughter?
I'm coming back as leader of the new free world.
Okay. This is post-apocalypse?
Yes.
Post-nuclear war?
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's what's going to happen.
Oh my gosh. This conversation got way too existential.
I will be like Katniss Everdeen, like in the style of fashion. Oh my God.
I want to come back as a Thetan.
No, why would you say that? You're not coming back as my Thetan.
Well, I want to be one to just prove that there are them or that there are not. I don't know. This conversation is way too existential.
Are you going to be the Thetan that whispers what actually happens when they reach that level of enlightenment? Like you're just going to whisper in Scientologist's ears?
You wasted all your money. That's what
That's
it's going to whisper to
you're going to be?
You sucker.
You paid all this money. No, let's not.
Okay, we're not
really
going there.
That.
All right, so let me. All right, let's move on from this. There are actually two pretty controversial things involving celebrities in the news this week. And the first I want to talk about is poor Usher.
Oh, my God. Usher.
Can you imagine if you... We can't say for sure that he's got a sexually transmitted illness that he has unwittingly transmitted along to women he's been intimate with. But those are the allegations that are out there now. Very publicly. I couldn't imagine. I think if you had an STD, it would be hard enough to then just go to the people that you've been intimate with if you're not a famous person to disclose that.
Yes, which by the way, fun fact, in New Jersey, you have to tell them. To tell the people. And I didn't know that.
But you know what?
Not that I have anything.
Some people just
terrifying.
Don't. We're having a conversation here. We're not accusing anyone or speculating
I had to
anybody.
Clear that up.
Okay. Oh, you do? So maybe you do need the antibiotics.
No, I don't.
So did you have something to clear up? I don't know.
Had to clear that up before someone's like, why does she know that she has to disclose that to the people she's been
We with? Read a lot. We do a lot of research.
Yes.
We live in New Jersey, people. Give me a break. Do you think it was... Do you think it was very, like, ladylike for people to come out publicly and accuse him of this?
No. It was... One thing, because he paid, I don't know who he paid. I know he paid a woman. I don't know if there's multiple women, but I know he paid a woman $2 million, basically.
But what if she, I mean, just the threat.
But I
listen
don't
to
think.
Me. Just the threat, just the whisper that somebody could have simplex, which is the nice word for saying the eight. I don't even like to say the word herpes. All right, whatever. Okay. It's herpes. I don't even like to say it.
Uh-huh.
But, what if, like, just the whisper of that could ruin his reputation?
Right.
Okay? And just turn him into an outcast. Like, how embarrassing. So maybe he just paid her off to squash the rumor.
Of course.
The threat. I think that there's a huge amount of extortion going on when it involves celebrities. You know, we'll never really know what's true.
And the problem is that if something like this happens, immediately they want the spotlight, which personally, if I ever got that from Usher, even though I did get the chance to sleep with Usher, I don't think I want the whole world knowing that I may have like contracted something from him.
That's the other thing.
Like it's like, oh.
And so one comes out and was like, oh, I slept with Usher, so maybe I have it too. I feel
what?
So bad for him.
And this is a different situation than if he forced himself on them. Then yes, please come out and just tell your story. But if it's like a sexually transmitted disease, keep it a little hush. I don't think he intended to give it to you. It's not like he was just thinking, yes, I know I have this and I want to hurt everyone I know with it.
I think it's an illness that really can lie dormant for a really long time.
Right.
It can take years and years to show symptoms.
Yeah.
So it's almost impossible to trace back the origin, really. But where does he go from here? If you're Usher, like, what do you do? Do you just like turn around and laugh at it and be like, oh, I'm human, whatever?
I think he should. And I think he'll be okay, because if you think about the fact that R. Kelly had the situation where he was sleeping with underage girls and also did that on them and he bounced back just fine, I'm pretty sure Usher will be okay. I think he should actually make an album. I saw a poll asking what he should do next, and someone said have a tell-all album. And I agree, because Confessions was a great album.
Confessions Part 2, yes. STD. All the proceeds go to Planned Parenthood. I like it.
He can. Why not?
I like it. Protect yourself,
become
people.
Become a platform for people who do
there
have
it. There
you go. It.
That's it. Usher, we've solved it. This is how you can turn a problem into
people
a solution.
People are using their illnesses as platforms all the time.
I like
now
it.
You have an STD. It's all good.
Let's tweet him. We figured it out.
That's
Let
how
us help
blocked
you.
Blocked by Usher.
Let us help you. On to unwanted sexual advances. Oh. Taylor Swift is in a Denver courtroom this week.
I know.
A couple years ago on her Red Tour, she alleges that, and there's photographic evidence, but really only she'll ever know, because she and this DJ, Dave Mueller, who is a jock on one of the stations in Denver, he allegedly stuck his hand up her skirt during a meet and greet photo. He just copped a feel, put the hand up, you know, Taylor, we know, wears very short dresses, very short skirts. She probably had like a thong or small underwear on underneath.
Right.
She's a celebrity. She doesn't want VPLs, visible panty lines. She doesn't.
Right.
So he really grabbed up and grabbed a chunk of her butt. He then sued her initially for compensation because he had been fired from his job as a result of this incident becoming public. You know, Taylor's camp called the radio station and they had a no tolerance policy. First, he tried to blame it on a coworker.
Right.
But there was just.
How did he blame it on a coworker?
He said, it wasn't me. It was my coworker, Eddie, or whatever. But then the picture came back, and Taylor's mom says she knew right away the look on her face was like of a fright. And it just wasn't a normal meet and greet photo. So Taylor is kind of flipped the script on him. And after that lawsuit got dismissed, she turned around and sued him.
Okay.
She just wants a dollar. She wants a dollar and a public apology. And he's
a dollar and a public apology.
He's digging in his heels. She got on the stand this week, and the defendant's attorney, of course, grilled her, saying, "Why didn't your attorney step in? Why didn't you say something right away?"
Which I hate that argument.
She said her trust has been really broken. Like something just turned off inside her personality. There were other fans waiting in line. She didn't know really what to do. And she really went back at him over and over again saying, "Don't make this my fault. Don't make this my fault. Like, your client did what he did. This is why I'm here today." Mm-hmm. And she was like a pit bull going back at
Good
this
for
defense
her.
Attorney. So, yeah. So what kind of advice would you give to a friend or someone who experiences something similar? Because what I think we're seeing now with Kesha speaking out, everything that happened allegedly with Dr. Luke, sexually assaulting her, really being verbally abusive to her. She has dug in her heels and said, "You're not going to take me down with this." I think it's really, really important to have women stepping forward to cite these sexual abuse allegations. It's very hard for victims to come forward.
That's the problem.
Because they fear, you know, Taylor got up on the stand and got ripped apart by a defense attorney. Her reputation, the guys that she's dated, the types of outfits that she wears.
Does not matter at
all.
That should never matter.
She said, "I didn't ask him to, did not give him permission to do that. He took the liberty to do that himself."
Exactly.
And she's not going to let. She's the victim in this case. So what kind of advice would you or have you given friends in the past who have something like this happen to them and are afraid to speak up?
So this is a close friend, so I'm not going to say exactly who it is or give any other further details, but I'll give what the situation was. So she was in a cab with this guy, and they've had a history, and he took it upon himself to basically touch her in the cab and like touch her area.
Yeah.
And she says she did not want it, but she didn't know what to do. And I told her, you do realize that he basically sexually assaulted you.
Mm-hmm.
And she just goes, yeah, but like, I'm like, I didn't want to press her about it because she's had a history of like some kind of abuse. So the most I do is like have her understand exactly what happened and try to coax her as much as I can, like to maybe filing a charge if she wants to. But I don't think you should pressure them either because it makes them go further back into their shell.
Yeah.
Like, you have to give them that open space to feel comfortable to talk about it. Did she end up filing anything? No. I was fully ready to go to the police and just say, like, this is what happened. But you can't do that either because it's her life. If she wants to do it, she should do it.
It's also very difficult because if there's not an outright, like, I don't know this person. He broke into my house or he pulled me into an alleyway. I think there's a lot of stigma attached to date rape and sexual assault by somebody the victim knows.
Yep.
And there's a fine line between somebody screaming to the top of their lungs, no, 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 like I'm saying no.
Because everyone thinks that's the clear definition that you didn't want it, when that's not always the case.
Correct. Sometimes it's just like somebody's violating you.
Right. And sometimes in that situation, what do you do?
You don't know what to do.
Sometimes you're in shock. It's like, or it could turn into a violent situation if you stop them. So it's like, what do you do?
I mean, I just say, like, you have to think about what the perpetrator, predator, really, because
that's what
they are,
is.
Because people who do things like this, I'm sure this guy that copped a feel on Taylor Swift probably has done this to girls in bars his whole life, you know, thinks he can get away with stuff like this.
It's so
because,
disgusting because he's a DJ.
Right.
And
I know. He gives us a bad
world,
name. Absolutely.
So it's like, what are you doing?
I hate
violating
that.
The trust of one of our
and
artists.
Taylor says she doesn't run her meet and greets the same anymore.
I don't blame her.
Oh, my God. I had to go through like 3 metal detectors.
I
wasn't allowed
her.
To bring in a handbag.
It's
like,
disappointing.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Someone like that did that.
But you have to think of, like, if not you, who stands up to that person, it's going to happen to another girl.
Right.
You don't want that to happen. And it could be significantly worse in the future. Somebody thinks that it's okay to stick their hand up a girl's skirt. What do they do the next time the door's closed or they wind up in a room alone with this person? Where's the boundary?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope, I guess it's really not a question, but I hope that Taylor, with the profile that she has, again, this is another very embarrassing situation that she's got to do, but she's chosen to do it publicly to prove a point, right? On principle, $1, that celebrities like her and Lady Gaga stepping out and Kesha stepping out to speak up against, you know, sexual violence, that her fans feel brave enough to do.
And it's hard for women in that platform because I've heard, it's such a disgusting comment that I heard, that especially with the whole Kesha and Dr. Luke case, that I heard a man say that what probably happened between the two of them is that Kesha just didn't want to do it anymore, and that's when she decided to say that he assaulted her. Which I'm like, no, I highly doubt that that was the situation.
Such a casting couch kind of thing
to say. And it's something that a man would say because he just wants to dismiss it, like, oh, he's just being a man. No, that's it's not enough. It's 2017.
No,
there's no such thing as just being a man.
Boys will be boys.
No,
justice.
You can't have that mentality anymore.
No. Well, some people have that mentality, but we have to say that it's no longer acceptable.
And that's why when I become leader of the free world, in my next life, women will rule.
I think we'll stop right there. Oh my gosh. Mike's going to be really glad he wasn't here for this week.
Even though it would have been really good to hear his output as a man. Well, input as a man.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Who do we think Mike's going to come back as? Or who was Mike in a former life?
I think a Civil War soldier. And not because he played as an actor in a movie for one, but just because he seems like it.
I'm going to say he was like a drill sergeant at a boot camp.
Yeah, right? He seems like a military man in his past.
Who will listen to everything I say?
No.
And you will like it.
Yeah, actually, yes. I could totally see that. But very cool, calm, and collected until you don't do what he says.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, I just got sweaty.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to see him on Monday.
maybe he'll be your, like, your general, like, in your future life in the new world. Maybe he can help you run the world. Rule the world.
I will allow that. Allowed.
Okay. We're signing off on that. I'm Heather DeLuca. Social Spring and Mike Richmond can be heard weekdays on The Mike Show from 5:30 to 10. Thank you for checking out our podcast and subscribing. If you haven't already yet, click the subscribe button so you get these podcasts every time we post them. Give us a nice rating on TuneIn Radio or iTunes, wherever you're listening from. We always appreciate the feedback. Yes. So thanks for checking us out today, and we'll talk to you next time on Around the Mic.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.